The Wisconsin School of the Air presents the creative art program, Let's Draw, with James Schwalbach, Extension Specialist in Art and Design of the Wisconsin College of Agriculture. Today's program is a craft project on paper bag puppets.
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, Butch. Hurry up, and you can join right in with us here with the boys and girls. And hello to you boys and girls out there in the classroom. We're all set, maybe not to go on a picnic, but we're all set to have a picnic of fun or a barrel of fun, as Bonnie said. But we've got our paper bags and our material all set here to make some paper bag puppets. And talking about materials, let's check with you out there, and let's see if everything's all set and ready to go. How about it? First of all, you're going to need some paper bags. And for those, we'll use either a number 4 bag or a number 5 bag. I think a number 5 bag would be just a little bit better. To put the designs on the bag, the faces and the dresses and so on, we can use your wax crayons. They'll work quite well. Or your watercolors and your brushes and your water along with that. To paste on ears and hair and buttons and all sorts of things, you'll need scissors and paste. For that material, you're going to use colored yarn, colored thread, colored rags, cotton, colored paper. Almost any sort of material that you can possibly think of can be used in this project. All right, now we've talked about the materials. I'd like to say just a little bit about the project we're going to have. It's going to be lots of fun, particularly if we make our own. And you could use for ideas for your paper bag puppets, well, you could use most anything. You could use people you know, people in your own family. You could use storybook characters from stories you've read. Or I think most fun of all would be to make some characters, some boys and some girls, or some all sorts of characters that you could use for a play of your own. Then we could write the play, make the puppets for the play, and produce the play. If you do that, you may find that the best place to do that is behind your piano. You can stand behind the piano and hold these paper bag puppets right up above them. Well, now let's get started with these supplies and with our step number 1. For that, we're going to take just an ordinary paper bag. I have a number 5 bag here, and you can see it fits into my hand quite nicely. And the first thing we want to do is open that bag up, stick our hand right down inside of it. Then let's take, and I'm going to use paint here, let's take our paint and measure down with your eye on that bag and make a little mark, just down a little bit below the middle, right in there. Now, that's quite important. We want to do that below the middle of the bag so that we have plenty of room for the neck and for the head. And I'm going to draw right around here just a sort of a little neckline and put some curlicues down in there in this manner and, some polka dots here and there just to make a little pattern. Now, we can do that on the front of the puppet, but we may want to turn this puppet from a little bit to the side as we use it. So we'll turn our bag just a little bit to the side, continue it over on this side, and then come around here and continue the design down on that side as well. So what we have here is a design of a dress for a girl puppet that is in the bottom part of the bag, a little bit less than half. Now I used paint. You can use crayons as well. And Charles down here has been using crayons. And let's look what he's doing. All right, Charles, let's just hold yours up. Charles has drawn again a line that's, again, notice how it comes down to a little bit below the center of the bag. And he's got, just an intricate design of crayon lines. He's got a tie on the side. And he's going to have to paint on this side yet. And he's going to do that next with his crayons. And let's see what Billy's doing over here, because he's doing something a little bit different. In fact, I think Billy's kind of skipping ahead a little bit, but there's a reason for that. Billy's actually doing step two, and I'm not going to say much about step two, but I'm going to tell you why he stepped ahead. Billy here has going to take the bottom part of his bag, and he's going to use cloth, he says, to make a dress of a girl there for that design. And so if you're going to do that, you don't want to paint or put any design, so you just skip the drawing and tie your bag immediately and going into step two. So now let's just look up here again and just review this. We had step one, where we can take either the paint and put a design on the puppet. Here we have a bow tie with paint or with crayon. And then we go over here to step number two. Now, step number two, we wad some paper, stick it up inside the bag, tie it for the neck, and then fill out the bag at the bottom. And we have another one down here. Now let's just go through that so we're sure that we know what we're doing. We take our bag as we have it here, stick our hand down in it, bring it out, and then take just an ordinary pad of old paper here and stick it down right down inside here. This is going to be a little noisy. So we have the paper filling the inside of the head. Then take our hand and squeeze that fairly tight. Now, we want to be careful not to get that too tight, because later on we're going to have to put our finger up inside this. So if you kind of run your finger in here, right up inside to get a little bit of a hole for it. Then we take cord. We can take string or wire or rubber band and just wind it right around here and tie it again so that we have the neck firmly tied. Again, not too tightly, because we'll want to put a finger up inside here. Then the last step is to just kind of fluff out the skirt part of our bottom part so we'll get our hand in easily. So you have it in that manner, and then you can see the head, the neck, and the body part quite easily, as we have it over here on these puppets here. And that's step number one and step number two. Now let's move over here, and we're ready then for step number three. In step number three, we take our puppets. I've got the head stuffed, the neck tied, the design placed on the body, and we make a face for them. That's done quite simply. We do it by taking paper and cutting a circle. Now, it can be a round circle as we have here. It may be long and thin or square or oblong or triangle, any shape we wish. Taking our paint, as I'm going to do here, or you can use crayon if you wish, and put our features into this circle. We'll start here by putting some eyebrows up here, and we'll put a circle for an eye, and we'll have that person looking over there on that part of the corner. We'll put a kind of a triangular nose, and let's make a kind of a happy face. If we want to add a little curlicues for the hair, we can. Painting a little face right on the front of this circle. Now, I have one that I painted before, because next we have to set this aside and let it dry before we can apply it to the puppet. So let's take the one that I did before, and I'll pick that up. We have this. I did this just before we started the program. And take our brush with paste on it and paste over the back of this part of the puppet so that we can be sure to stick it on the bag. And take our bag, come up here, and stick it on so it sticks on there good and firmly, sticking it right on to the front of the bag, and we have our head in place. Now, Shirley and Ruth have been working on faces, and so let's look down and see what they've been doing. Shirley, let's start out with yours. Let's just hold your bag right up here, right next to you, and we can see whether you look better or the puppet looks better then. All right, fine. Now here she's got one with a with a good dark hair on there. And I'll let you boys and girls out there decide which one looks best. And then if she wants freckles, she can take one here of a boy and add freckles up to it. In there, painting it on there. A long, thin one here that have glasses on. Now, she's got five or six others here. But the thing I think's important here, and I think you ought to consider this, is the fact that Shirley's done four or five of these, or maybe even more than that. And I think that's a good idea. You might do several faces, and then try them all out on your puppet and choose the one you like best. And she's used paint. That's one thing you can do. Or Ruth over here has used crayon with hers. Let's try some of hers. Here's one here, Ruth, that's a kind of a sleepy-eyed individual. That's the way I felt a little bit this morning. And you see the heavy eyelids and the eyes down there at the bottom part. Or we can shift here to a freckle-faced girl. I think Ruth drew a portrait of herself here with all those freckles all over here. Fine. And glasses. We can have glasses on them here. She's got on this one here kind of a fat face. And then if we wanted a long, thin face with a big schnozzola on it down the middle, we can have one like that. You can change the appearance of your puppet completely by the kind of face you put on. It can be long and thin or square or round, almost any shape you want. So make several puppet faces, any kind, and try them all out and see which ones you like best. And that's step number three. We've got our puppet now all ready with the head on. We're ready to put some hair on. So let's go on over here to step number four, which is the next one we're going to work on. We have here, at step number four, just three possible suggestions for making the puppets. Here's where you can really have lots of fun, because you can just do it almost any way you want. Try anything out, and there's no rules at all. Here's one where we've taken some yarn and kind of made fuzzy, curly hair at the top of this kind of angry-looking fellow. Over in here, we've got a white-haired old man with a long face, and bright enough, he's either got freckles there or something on his face. And that was done by putting lots of white cotton. And I don't know that you can see it or not, but we've pasted a couple of ears on the side of this one. Now, you can put hats on, too. And down here at the bottom, this one here has got blue hair fastened to the side of this girl with a kind of an angry look on her face. And then also here we have a little cupcake container at the top that's been sewed right on the top to make the head. There's actually no limit to what you can do on this. And let's see what Billy here is doing with his, and Bernard, too. All right, Billy, let's hold yours up here so we can see it. Billy's taken here, and he's got a green face on this, as a matter of fact. And on this side, he's got, where's that other ear? Did you lose? Here it is, right here. And he's going to take another big red ear and stick it right out here in the side. You can add almost anything. In fact, I could think you could put a couple of paddle pops on here if you wanted to. And then afterwards, he's going to add a big cap on this, he told me. Let's go over here to Bernard and see what he's doing. Bernard's adding hair. You know, I kind of wish I could do that. It'd be kind of easy. I'm sort of losing mine. I just pick up a little bit and paste some more on top here. And you take here some yarn and just glue it right up here wherever you want it to be. He's got the hat on already. And that's one of the simplest ways to do it. And, of course, there's many, many other ways as well. Now, there's the first four steps. There's one more thing we should talk about before we go into this puppet. In order to operate this puppet, we've got to get it on our hand some way or other. And that's very simple in this manner. When you hold a puppet, you take your thumb and stick it out in this manner, and that will be the right arm of the puppet. Your second finger comes out in that manner for the left arm of the puppet, and the first finger comes up, and that's the neck of the puppet, and goes up into the head. So that the puppet just fits right on over in this manner with the first finger up into the head. Now, in order for the thumb and the second finger to come out of the puppet, we've got to cut little holes. So we take our scissors and cut right in there and let the thumb stick out and cut over here on the other side and let the second finger stick out. So we have our puppet. We can take our first finger and move the head, move it from sideways, move the arms back and forth. Now, you may have a little trouble with these bags tearing. And if you do that, you can see, you may be able to see, I put some tape around the outside of the hole. Some scotch tape or masking tape right around the outside of the hole will strengthen it and make them hold very well. So there, now we're all set with our puppet. Let's see a few puppets that these boys and girls who have been here today from the Fitchburg Center School have made for us. Eleanor, suppose you bring out those puppets. All right, let's start with this one here. This one here has copper hair. He's a kind of an ugly looking fellow with a big mouth here, and the hair atop is made by just using a chore boy and pasting it on the top. Notice how the ears stick out in the side. Let's have this one here with the headscarf. And here's a girl puppet with a big headscarf on, and she's looking kind of sad looking too. Freckles on her face, and a cloth over the head to make a kind of a cap out of it. And again, the name of her school right on the top. I think this is the polka dot school in here, as we've called it here. And let's come up with this one. This is a brilliantly colored one. I wish you could see this in color, because there's a yellow face and a red tie and a purple dress there and white hair and a white scarf and purple eyes at that brilliantly colored older looking lady here. Now this one is a little bit different again, and I don't know whether you're going to be able to see this, but we have here a cake little thing for the hat, cotton for the hair. But here on the nose and on the eyes, and I don't know whether you can see it or not, but we've taken paper and the girls have just pasted it right out so it sticks out away from the face. And that's, again, something you might try. You could put corks or bottle tops or anything you wish to stick out to make noses and eyes pop right out. And the last one we want to show you is a black sort of witch-looking puppet with black hair and a yellow ribbon on the top of her hair and a polka dot orange and dark dress. Again, one that looks like it was awful lot of fun to make. And so those are our puppets that we've made today. We're all set on those, and we're almost ready to go. But before we start and before we review our things, let's just think a minute bit about the things I said at the beginning. I suggested that you create your own designs for puppets, that you have lots of fun doing it, and if possible, you might make your own characters and write a play to go along with your puppets, and maybe sometime you'd like to produce it. And I think we're all set now to go through the review, and I'm going to ask Butch over there to go through these reviews. How about it, Butch? Can you review them for us?
Boy, that was fun. Was that ever fun? What did I tell you, Bonnie?
I know. You said it would be a picnic. Mr. Detective.
Well, it was. It was a picnic of fun.
Oh, the sack was bulging, you said, with things to eat.
Well, it was bulging. All the supplies for making us. Crayons and paste and scissors.
And bits of colored yarn and cloth. Good to eat.
Well,
anyway, Mr. Detective, I bet you can't remember all the clues. I mean, the clues to how to make puppets.
I can, too. First step, flatten out the paper bag and color or paint.
And leave a space for your silly old head at the top.
And leave a space for my silly old head at the top. Hi-hi-ho, silly.
Then step number two, wad up newspaper to stuff the head and tie it with a string or a wire or a rubber band.
Oh, ouch, my neck.
Then step number three,
number three's the best. Cut out a face to fit the head and color, or paint a beautiful nose and eyes and mouth like mine.
Make it funny, just like Butch.
Then paste the face on the bag and decorate it with the yarn and other stuff. Try making my ears out of more paper, or a nose that really has shape.
But don't you forget our hands. They're really important. You have to make holes for them to stick through. And that's where we're counting on you.
Bye, everybody. Bye, have fun.
Next Friday at the same time, we'll present another program for schools in the series Young Experimenters.
I hear somebody. Who's there? Now don't move. I hear you. Who's there?
Nobody.
Nobody?
No, nobody. Honest.
Well, nobody sure makes lots of noise. Aha! I thought so. Bonnie, you go home.
No, I don't wanna.
I said you go home.
Why, Butch? Tell me why. Why can't I come?
Because I got important business. Secret business. Detective. somebody, and I don't want you following me when I'm following somebody's secret.
But who is it, Butch?
Shh, it's a secret. He's a man.
A man?
And he's going on a picnic.
A picnic? I love picnics.
Oh, so do I, so do I. And he's going to have a good one with lots to eat.
Like what, Butch? What you going to eat? Hey, Butch, what?
Everything good and lots of it.
Well, how do you know?
How do I know? Because I saw him. He had a paper bag all full of stuff. It was bulging.
Did you smell it?
Smell it? A good detective doesn't have to smell it. I saw the bag bulging, and I detected a picnic. And now I'm going to follow him, and we're going to have a picnic, the two of us together. You go home, Bunny.
I will not. I'm going to. You follow him, and I'm going to follow you.
Shh. He'll hear you. You make too much noise.
I do not. I can be as good a detective as you can, Butch.
Well, come on, then. And shh.
Which way, Butch? Which way did the man go?
Why, he went that way? No, that way? I don't know, that way?
Butch, look!
Where? You see him where?
There, right there in front of us. Butch, I detect a lot of boys and girls watching us.
I detect them too.
And look, there's the man, and he's got a paper bag. Bulging.
They've all got paper bags. Say, how many people's gone on this picnic anyway?
Oh, you silly Butch. I know who that is. That's Mr. Schwabach and all the Let's Draw boys and girls. And I detect what they're going to do. They're going to make a whole lot more of us.
Us? Puppets like us? Why, sure. I know it all the time. I told you I'm